Later today, President Michael D. Higgins and the Duke of Kent will formally unveil a monumental cross of sacrifice at Glasnevin Cemetery to commemorate the many thousands of soldiers from Ireland who died in the First and Second World Wars. It's being unveiled today to coincide with the outbreak of hostilities of World War One. We'll be discussing that a little bit later on. But John Green is chairman of the Glasnevin Trust and is here now to tell us about this event today. You're very welcome, John.
Thank you.
What is a cross of sacrifice?
A cross of sacrifice is a symbol of the majority faith of those who died in both the world wars. There are crosses of sacrifice throughout the world. Everywhere that somebody who died a Commonwealth war grave is, there's a cross, can be a cross of sacrifice. In this part of the country, this will be the first cross of sacrifice.
And the provenance of this one then?
Well, this is because there are 208 Commonwealth war grave dead in Glasnevin. And the reason that we have been chosen first is because over the last 7 years, we have had a series of marking the graves of previously unmarked individuals in the cemetery.
But the provenance of the cross itself?
The provenance of the cross...
Where did it come from,
It's from County Laois, Stradbratty McKeown stone. It's a blue limestone, and it has been hewn out of the rock down there and then put together, erected by our heritage team under the direction of the Office of Public Works.
Mm-hmm. Now, the significance then, tell us about that, of today's date.
Well, when we were chosen for to be the place for the first cross of sacrifice, we amalgamated that with a ceremony to commemorate the start of the First World War. There are a number of commemorations taking place this weekend, and this will be part of the commemoration for the whole island. We have emphasised in this not only the shared history on this island, and there'll be representatives from Belfast, but the shared history of these islands. So we have representatives from London, Scotland, Wales, the Isle of Man, Jersey and Guernsey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I mentioned that many thousands of Irish soldiers fought and died in these wars. What are they? Remind us of the numbers.
40,000 plus. 42, there's quite a debate going on, but it's at least 42,000 died in the First World War and 10,000 out of 100,000 volunteers in the Second World War.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a mixed view, or there certainly has been a mixed view of Ireland's involvement in the Great War and World War II. Do you think that mixed view is changing with the passage of time?
I think we've come to accept. It's only now that we're realising how many people, 1 in 6, volunteered to fight in the First World War. And I also think that there were very many different reasons why people went to fight in the First World War. We're particularly remembering the words of Willie Redmond, where he spoke to his great friend Arthur Conan Doyle about the need to build up a bridge over the graves of those who fought together. And then later on, a letter to John Horgan, he spoke about how his men were getting on famously with the Ulster men, and would to God we could bring this spirit back to Ireland.
Mm-hmm. So let's come back to today then. Tell us what will happen and who will be there.
Well, the President and the Duke of Kent will be the key people, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, the Minister of Arts, Heritage and Culture. There will be members of the Diplomatic Corps representing most of the participating nations, and there will be some of the relatives of the people who are buried there, and a wide circle of political and local people.
And the Duke of Kent is president of the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, and that's an organisation that you and the Glasnevin Trust have been working very closely with, isn't it, in the lead up to today?
We've had a relationship with the Commonwealth War Graves for over 80 years. The difficulties of memorialisation in the 30s are absolutely, it's a microcosm of that, of how we remembered our own Civil War dead and how we remembered the war dead. And in the last 7 years, we've built up a very close relationship with them. And we are very grateful to them for choosing this, which is not only a gift to the people of Glasnevin, but it's a gift to the nation, insofar as this is somewhere that we can all remember those, all the people who participated and died in the World Wars.
Well, John, thank you very much for telling us about it this morning. John Green there from the Glasnevin Trust. And live coverage of that event will be broadcast in a special programme on RTE One Television and RTE News Now from 1:20 this afternoon.